And then when he sits down, you see he's sitting there, you tell him to
eat up.
Or just go ahead, don't stand on formality, just
start eating.
See, I'm a hand waver here. Gee, I hadn't heard that eat up in a long time. I used that as a kid.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'd forgotten that expression.
That's common to me.
When you went to the table tonight, you went up to it, and then what did you do?
I sat down.
And then what?
I ate my supper.
And just, was it on your plate?
No.
If you wanted anything
I helped
else.
Myself to.
What do you call food that's cooked one meal and eaten the next?
Leftovers.
And if someone offers you food and you're full, you'd say?
No, thank you.
And if children get food in their mouth, you tell them to do what with it?
Chew it up.
And after they've chewed it, they can
swallow it.
What would you call cornmeal cooked in water? Just boiled.
Cornmeal. Mush.
Are any special recipes for this? See, I know he has lots of recipes.
Oh, I don't
know. I'm out of it.
I know no recipes.
No, I don't either. We used to get it canned, though, and slice it from the can and fry it in the morning.
Yeah, my mother has had it.
I don't think we're quite southern enough.
My family loves that. We used to get it in Michigan.
Is that right?
Yeah. Buy it for 10 cents a can. And just cut off both ends and push it through a little ways and make a slash and cut it about like that.
Yeah, and fry it.
It takes forever.
I guess I won't.
What do you do, make a face? How about hominy that's ground up?
Hominy that's ground up? I don't know. There's a name for it.
Grits?
Grits, uh-huh.
And if you get something, say, it comes in ton lots or something, and you go down to buy 3 or 4 pounds, you wouldn't buy it by the package, you'd buy it. Well, let's say you went down to get 100 pounds or 150 pounds of this. And you just scoop it out and put it in a sack. You wouldn't buy it by the package, you'd buy it.
Odd lots?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know how. What else you call it?
A gasoline retailer, the jobber for gas, who has tanks of gas there and then distributes it in his truck, is the what?
Wholesaler.
Yeah. Is he ever called the bulk dealer here?
Bulk agent, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you mean. You'd buy it with the bulk.
If you want to get a belt and you want to make sure it's not artificial, you'd ask for what?
Genuine leather.
Not genuine. Sometimes, though, instead of genuine, it's real. This is quite common. What do you put anything on your toast in the morning besides butter?
Jelly.
If Barbara had 2 apples there and you wanted one, what would you tell her?
Give me an apple.
And if she had 1 apple and a knife and you wanted half of it, what would you tell her to do?
Slice it in 2.
And if something is, say, where's the table? You say, it's just
over there.
Down around
over yonder, is that they say?
Over
there. No, down around Idabel and Hugo. Well, mostly around Idabel. It's out yonder.
Out yonder.
Out yonder.
Out yonder.
Out yonder. Always out yonder.